Be your own cigarette expert.
A.
You buy a pack of Chesterfields and open the top all the way.
B.
You smell the milder aroma that comes from the Chesterfield pack. No other cigarette has it.
C.
You light a Chesterfield and enjoy this fact. Tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder.
Make this test yourself.
Be your own cigarette expert, and you'll always buy Chesterfield.
The Chesterfield Supper Club, starring Perry Como and his special guest, Dorothy L'Amour, transcribed with the Fontaine Sisters, Mitchell Ayers, the Supper Club Orchestra, me, Martin Block. And now, here is Perry Como!
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They
read the good book
from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes.
That's how it goes.
I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown.
There's a place I want to be, and it's back in Tennessee, where friendly neighbors smile and say hello.
Why, it's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the whole wide world to know.
Love the dear, dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. 'Cause those dear, dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever, never let you down.
They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling rose. I feel so welcome each time that I return, that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love the dear
hearts
and gentle people who live and love in,
who live and love in,
who live and love in my hometown.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Chesterfield Supper Club. Everybody's here tonight. The Fontaine Sisters, Martin Block, Mitchell Ayers in the orchestra, and a little later on, you're going to meet Dorothy L'Amour. Say, Martin, Mitch.
Yeah, Perry.
Yeah, what is it, Perry?
We've been pals, haven't we, fellas?
That's right, Perry.
You bet.
Well, tonight I want you fellas to do me a favor. I saw this item in the newspaper.
Here, let me see it. Dorothy L'Amour going to England shortly to appear at the London Palladium.
What's that got to do with us, Perry?
Well, I happen to know that Dorothy is looking for a partner for her act.
So?
So, what's wrong with me?
You? You? You mean you and Dorothy L'Amour?
What's so funny, Fatty?
Well, I was thinking how you'd look in a sarong.
Oh, is that so? Now, look, if I can convince Dorothy I know all about how they do things in England, maybe she'll ask me to be her partner.
And you want us to help you.
Righto.
Pip-pip, tally-ho.
Can we help you, Perry?
Uh-huh. You kids do your number while I tell Mitch and Martin what I want them to do when Dorothy gets here.
But Mitchell is in our number.
He is? Well, I'll tell him after your number. Sing, kids.
Why, hello, girls. Now, don't make a fuss. It's only me, your Uncle Ploppin' Fuss.
Uncle Ploppin' Fuss? Gee, you're looking swell.
Guess you didn't hear me when I rang the bell.
If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. Bake the cake. Bake the cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. Well, how to do, how to do, how to do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Had you
dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Spread the welcome mat for you.
Now I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter, grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Well, how'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? How long you gonna stay with us, Uncle dear?
Oh, not too long. I'd say about a year.
You mean to say you're gonna stay? Well, ain't that nice? We could put you in the attic, but it's cold as ice.
I'd be comfy in the barn, 'cause I'm the earthy kind.
Well, we'll tell you frankly, Uncle, that the pigs would mind. Now, we'd really love to have you, but you'd better go.
Well, that's a shame, because I came to leave you all my dough.
Bake the cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. Well, how'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do?
How are things in Plumpet Valley? I recall each hill and dale. Are the farmers busy farming? Are the people still as charming? Is the mayor still in jail?
If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. Hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do, well, how'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do?
Ah, that was wonderful, kids. That was your new Victor record, huh?
That's right, Perry.
Hey, that's very cute.
Oh, Martin.
Hey, Perry, excuse me, will you? I have to see Tony Marvin for a minute. I'll be right back.
Now, Martin, get back here. Well, Dr. Lamour will be here in a minute, and I've got to tell you and Mitch what to do.
Now, wait a minute. I've got to see Tony. I'll be right back.
Now, what could Tony Marvin have to say that's so important?
Be your own cigarette expert.
Well, that's different.
Be your own cigarette expert.
A.
You buy a pack of Chesterfields and open the top all the way.
B.
You smell the milder aroma that comes from the Chesterfield pack. No other cigarette has it.
C.
You light a Chesterfield and enjoy this fact. Tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder.
Yes, every man who grows tobacco knows this fact. Tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder. What goes into a cigarette is what you get out of it. Into every Chesterfield goes the right combination of the world's best mild, ripe tobaccos. Out of every Chesterfield, you get a cooler, better-tasting smoke, a much milder smoke.
Be your own cigarette expert.
Martin and Tony have got something there, friends. Buy Chesterfields today and make that test yourself. They'll give you more smoking pleasure than any other cigarette can give you. Smoke them and see.
Yearned for the flame that I've burned for. You're by my side to stay. Wonderful to be on a crest with this love we've been blessed with. It warms our every day. You complete the glow that was missing in casual kissing, the glow that comes with love. Now, my sweet, we're whirling, we're reeling, we found a new feeling. It's wonderful so wonderful. You're wonderful to love. Now, my sweet, we're whirling, we're reeling, we found a new feeling, it's wonderful. So wonderful, you're wonderful to love.
Harry.
Yes, Bea.
Dorothy L'Amour just came in.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, Mitch Martin, look, yeah. Dorothy's here, and I got to convince her I know all about things in England.
We get the idea, Perry.
Now, here's what you two guys do. First thing, Martin, you bring me some fish and chips.
Fish and chips, Perry?
Sure, it's a typical English dish. Then, a little later, Mitchell, you bring me some tea and crumpets. That's another typical English dish.
Check.
And, Mitch, right after that, you call me on the phone. Now, you pretend that you're the King of England.
The King of England?
Yeah. Here's a nickel for the call. Now, break it up. Here comes Dorothy.
Toodaloo.
Tally-ho.
Tallahassee.
Hi, Perry.
Well, Dorothy L'Amour. Dorothy, it's wonderful to see you.
Oh, it's nice to see you, Perry. Gee, I haven't seen you since the old days in Chicago. That's a long time ago.
Oh, years and years ago. You were singing at the Edgewater Beach Hotel,
And you were with Ted Weems at the Aragon Ballroom.
Yes. We used to meet every night after work.
We'd want a bite to eat.
I'd ask you if you wanted to go to the Chaperie.
And I'd say yes.
Then I'd ask you if you wanted to go to the Palmer House.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say yes.
Then since you couldn't make up your mind, I'd take you to Joe's Diner,
Then after I'd pay the check, you'd see me home.
You remember how we'd linger in front of your door?
Then you'd tip your hat, shake hands, and...
And say good night.
Oh, what a gentleman.
What a dope. Tell me, Dorothy, what are you doing in New York?
Well, I'm just here for a short time, Perry. I'm going to England next month.
England? Oh, this is a surprise.
Yes, I'm going over to play the Palladium.
Ah, the good old Palladium.
Have you ever been to England, Perry?
No, but I have a lot of English friends, and I've been living the British way of life for years.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Perry.
Yes, Martin.
Here are your fish and chips.
Thanks, old boy.
Perry, I got you a mackerel and a stack of reds, whites, and blues.
So that's what the English call fish and chips, huh, Perry?
Oh, sure. I'm crazy about them, Dorothy, but...
Perry.
Yes, Mitch.
Here's your tea.
Just tea, but I ordered tea and...
Oh, yes, I forgot. Hit it, boys!
Mitchell, what in the world was that?
Just what you ordered, tea and trumpets.
Mitchell, I said crumpets.
But nobody in the band could play a crumpet.
Oh, I give up.
Perry, fish and chips, tea and crumpets. Is this on the level? Do you really live like an Englishman?
Oh, certainly, Dorothy.
Perry. Perry, you're wanted on the phone.
Oh, thanks, Martin. Excuse me, Dorothy. Hello.
Hey, Perry, it's me, Mitch. I'm on the phone out in the hall.
Well... King George.
King George?
Say, King, I have a friend of mine that's coming over there soon. Yes, Dorothy L'Amour.
Let me talk to her, Perry. I'll really put it over for you.
All right, Kingy, just a minute. The King wants to speak to you, darling.
the king to me?
Oh, sure, go ahead. Don't be afraid. He's a regular guy. Here, here's the phone.
Hello, Your Majesty.
Hello, Miss Lamour. I understand you're coming over to England.
Well, yes, I am, Your Majesty.
Well, why don't you bring Perry over with you?
Are you sure you're the King of England?
Of course. I'm talking right from Buckingham Palace on my own private phone.
That will be 5 cents for the next day.
Just a minute, operator.
All right, Perry, what is this?
All right, Dorothy, I'm sorry, I'll confess. I thought this would be a great chance to take my family over to England, and I was trying to impress you, that's all.
Oh, I see.
But I still think you and I could do a great act together at the Palladium.
Well, now that you mention it, I am looking for somebody to team up with.
Oh, boy, Como and Lamour.
But, Perry, what kind of an act will we do?
Well, I'll dream something up, Dottie, while you sing a song.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing. Just who can solve its mystery? Why did it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. Took my heart and threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing?
Dorothy, here it is, our act for the Palladium.
Fine, Perry. What is it?
Well, do you remember those road pictures you made? The road to Morocco, the road to Zanzibar, the road to Ethiopia?
How could I ever forget? Certainly.
Well, this is a Western, the Rut to Roaring Gulch.
The Rut to Roaring Gulch? How does it go?
Well, Martin, you set the scene.
Hmm? Right, Perry. Now, the scene is the Last Gasp Cafe in Roaring Gulch. There's an air of tenseness and sudden death about the place. Diamond Lou Lamour, hostess at the Last Gasp, is talking quietly to Dangerous Dan.
The next time, Dan, I won't shoot the gun out of your hand. I'll shoot your head out of your hat.
No, don't shoot, Diamond Lou. Can't we settle this argument some other way?
All right. We'll settle it right here at the gambling table.
That's a deal.
Well, here's a fresh pack. Open it all the way. Now sniff that mild aroma.
Yeah, Lou. Why, these here Chesterfields are milder. Much milder.
That's what I've been telling you. I reckon you'll be using my brand from now on, huh, Dan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Charlie, let's finish that song. Some of them send to their old folks for coin. That is their ace in the hole. Yay!
Then across the saloon to Diamond Lou crept a stranger.
I've got to get them spurs fixed up. Listen, that was mighty pretty warbling, ma'am.
Thank you, stranger. I don't believe we've met. What's your name?
Como. Prairie Como.
Prairie Como?
But everybody calls me Texas.
Well, everybody calls me Lou.
How's about you and me seeing the Jesses and getting hitched?
Well, Texas, you're mighty easy on the eye, and I'm powerful attracted to you, but I can't forget those tender words my dear old mother told me.
What tender words?
Never marry a man without no money.
Oh, that's mighty sweet sentiment, ma'am, but I've got money. Wait till I get my boot off. There.
A $20 gold piece. You call that money? Wait till I get my boot off.
I'll look the other way, ma'am.
Oh, it's all right. I'll dump it on the bar. There. $35,000.
You won't have it long, ma'am. I'm from the Collector of Internal Revenue.
You mean my $35,000?
I'll take $34,800 withholding, and you can give us the rest on March 15th.
You're from Washington?
That's right, ma'am.
Then why do they call you Texas?
Oh, that ain't my whole name, ma'am.
Well, what is your whole name?
Income taxes.
Oh, Perry, if we take that sketch to England, we'll break up the United Nations. And I'm afraid I'm not the...
Oh, now, wait a minute, Daddy. I got a better idea.
What?
Well, what's the big favorite over there? A music hall act? That's what we'll do, a music hall act.
A music hall act?
Sure, I can hear the master of ceremonies right now.
Here they come, Lamour and Como, and presenting those rollicking, frolicking funsters, Petty and Dotty.
Salutations and greetings and all that sort of rot. We'd like to introduce ourselves.
I'm Perry.
I'm Dot. We've got some songs and jokes for all you appy blokes. And if you don't think our jokes are hot, here is something else we've got. We've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. See them all standing in a row.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life.
Singing roll a bowl, a ball, a penny, a pitch. I say, Petty, how do you get down off an elephant?
I don't know. How do you get down off an elephant?
You don't. You get down off a duck. Yuck, yuck, yuck! Roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Roll a ball, a ball. Roll a ball, a ball, singing. Roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
I say, Dottie.
Yes, Petty?
Didn't I see a doctor at your house the other day?
Yes, he came over to give me a pill.
Bite him in?
No, he stood outside.
Oh! Roll a ball, roll a ball, singing, roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a penny.
Oh, Perry, you've given me an idea. Thanks to you, I know just the man I ought to take to England for my act.
Oh, that's wonderful. Then it's all set?
Yes. I'm going right down to the Paramount Theater and get Bob Hope.
Oh, no!
Be your own cigarette expert.
A.
You buy a pack of Chesterfields and open the top all the way.
B.
You smell the milder aroma that comes from the Chesterfield pack. No other cigarette has it.
C.
You light a Chesterfield and enjoy this fact. Tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder.
Yes, every man who grows tobacco knows this fact. Tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder. What goes into a cigarette is what you get out of it. Into every Chesterfield goes the right combination of the world's best mild, ripe tobaccos. Out of every Chesterfield, you get a cooler, better-tasting smoke, a much milder smoke.
Be your own cigarette expert.
Make this test yourself. Buy Chesterfields today and enjoy more smoking pleasure than any other cigarette can give you.
Salagadoola, metchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola, metchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola means a metchigaboola-roo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, metchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got?
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
If your mind is in a dither and your heart is in a haze, I'll haze your dither and dither your haze with a magic phrase. If you're chased around by trouble and you're followed by a jinx, I'll jinx your trouble and trouble your jinx in less than 40 winks.
Salagadoola, metchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Oh, Salagadoola, metchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola means a metchigaboola-roo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Salagadoola, metchigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi.
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 Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Boo!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, let's see. Is there any unfinished business on hand?
Well, Perry, how about next week's guest at the supper club?
Well, Dobby, along with our regular family, the Fontaine sisters, Martin Block, Mitchell Ayers, and the orchestra, we'll have a Hollywood star who used to work right around here, a boy named Paul Douglas.
One of my favorites, too. And that takes care of the unfinished business.
Dottie. Paramount will be mad at you. It says right here, be sure to ask Dottie about Paramount's latest picture. Now, what's the picture?
Dear Wife. And it stars a couple of more Chesterfield smokers, Bill Holden and Joan Caulfield.
Say, Dottie, you live in Hollywood. Give me the lowdown. What is the favorite cigarette of the top Hollywood stars?
No question about that, Perry. It's Chesterfield. Tell Paul Douglas I'll be listening next week. So long, Perry.
Thanks, Dorothy Lamour. And this is Perry Como saying good night for my cigarette, Chesterfield. Good night, all.
There's an exciting story on Dragnet next on NBC. WNBC and WNBC FM, New York.